Issue 3 is about the accident of my way of grading that let me be able to see pretty quickly whether or not you were using a reliable source or plagiarizing or being factually inaccurate. And the way was simply to grade papers, to grade together all the papers that answered a single question. And so I would place the book, as the little ugly drawing says, shows, I would place the book on the left, opening it to whatever, to the most probable pages the person's answering that question would be using, and then read side by side what they had written. It's very easy to see what's going on. And if you look at any of the examples that are also included on this webpage, it'll only make sense to you if you compare side by side somebody's work with the source, and then you know exactly what's happening as they work. You know their habits of work. So my method gets me out of the teacher problem that people seem to have of not being able to prove there's a problem. I can prove there's a problem, and if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong many times in my life, you have evidence, or this any student has evidence of how I was wrong. And being wrong when there's evidence is, that's a good thing.